WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? What's up?
It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. I don't know if you've ever had Joey C's Pizzeria. If you haven't, dude, there's subs. I'm dreaming of their subs. You know what? I'm gonna have Joey C's this weekend too. I'm going ham, buddy. I've been so good. I've been eating ramen and tuna fish. I'm treating myself to some Joey C's this weekend.
How about this? I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna do three slices at once. One on top of the other of the other.
Bitch, you can't handle three slices of Joey C's pizza at once. Come on now. By the way, Joey C's still open, all right? You can carry out. Obviously, there's no dining in, but carry out. You can get them on Grubhub, all that good stuff. So check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria, pizza, pasta, subs. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. In five words, how's your quarantine been going so far? In five words, we got some great comments on Facebook. Alicia said, hanging with my favorite people. Aw. She can't mean her family. Does she mean her family?
But she's still working?
She's still working. She's alone. She's living alone.
In a house full of cats. That's what she...
I like this one. Dana said, trying not to kill... each other. She said, I'm pretty sure that's six words, but for the argument's sake, it's five.
Yeah, you know what? You think a lot of us are it's been a week, right? And some of us starting to walk on eggshells a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking around, like feeling each other out. How are you doing today?
Just because you're in the house, you can still practice social distancing, all right? That's fine. It's fine. Do some stuff on your own.
That gun, still locked up, right?
Jesus. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Why is the rug bunched up in front of the staircase? It's weird.
It's so weird. How's your quarantine been going in five words?
It's going good, man. And she, like I said, she's still working, so it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
But last night, you could tell she was getting a little antsy. I was working on a little project that I did yesterday, and she was on the computer doing stuff. But after about 2 hours of it, she mentioned something. She's like, so... this is what quarantine's like, huh? I'm like, oh, boy, here it comes. Here it comes.
And then she put a pillow over your face.
You're right.
If I had to sum up my quarantine and how it's going so far in five words, it would be figuring out wife's pet peeves.
Oh, yeah. You'll figure them out quick.
I'm starting to realize little things that I do. And it's not like she's, like, screaming at me about them. But it's like I got to check myself. Because, you know, there's times where it's like I would be by myself, so it's not as big of a deal. But now, since you're always around someone, I'm figuring out wife's pet peeves. That is my quarantine in five words. So I feel like I'm doing all right. I'm making notes for later on in life. This is a good learning time right now, so I don't
you're
screw
not,
up.
You're not going to make it.
You're not going to make it, bro. You're not going to make it.
Just accept it.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. How's your quarantine going so far in five words? We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
RX. I'm going to make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:49. Oh. Getting right to it. You're on Joey C's Pizzeria, topic of the day. In five words, how has your when the hell are you watching? Hunter.
Oh, what's up? Sorry.
What was that?
Looney Tunes.
Jesus.
I was catching up on my Looney Tunes.
You're so stupid. You're so dumb.
Dude, it's a fan. It's great.
Looney Tunes is legit. Even the ones they did, the Tiny Tunes, remember that one?
Yes.
Tiny Toons was great. Animaniacs was great.
You know what was great about it is that there's adult humor in it. Yeah. Like back in the day, like you could get away with things that you can't in cartoons now. And it was just
Tom and Tom would smoke in Tom and Jerry, for God's sake. Which, by the way, you know why his name was Tom, right?
Why?
He's a tomcat.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know why his name is Jerry, right?
Why?
That's what his mom
named
him.
Race car driver?
No, that's what his mom named him.
So stupid.
Anyway, in five words, how's your quarantine been going?
I got mine, man.
Yeah, what do you got? Five words.
Haven't worn jeans in days. Seriously.
You're such a bum.
I just realized that the other day. I put a pair of jeans on. I'm like, wait a second. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I've had to put jeans on. I've been quarantined, man. Why would you wear jeans?
I don't know. So you're not such a useless piece of trash?
This is true. Very true.
Let's see here. I'm going over Facebook. Some quarantines in five words. You know what's crazy is a lot of people are still working. As I'm reading this, like, I don't know, what are you talking about, man? I'm still working. Let's see. Sharon said, caught up on my reading. Very nice. See, it's a good time. Get some reading done. I've been doing some reading, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Angela said, going to Meyer FU. Damn it, Angela.
Yeah, come on. What's the situation there? Is there toilet paper? Can you get that? Because that was a big thing for a while.
I got through all week without needing anything, and so yesterday I did make a quick stop over at the Wally World there, and there's still no toilet paper. There's no sanitizing stuff. There's no, like, antibacterial wipes, nothing like that. There's no toilet paper. They haven't restocked. It's kind of crazy. It's still kind of bananas, so.
Well,
yeah. Yep. Let's see. Robert said, forced to work at home. I guess, Hunter, you're doing that.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to it. It's not bad, man. You're going to get a little quarantined fever, cabin fever.
Make some quarantinis. That's all you got to do. Let's see. Homer said, when will this crap end? That's a good one. I like that. Jenny, how's her quarantine going in five words? Who is delivering the vodka? Is there any booze delivery going on right now?
Yes, there is. There is. I'm not exactly sure. I've seen it. I know beers for sure. There's a lot of, like, there's breweries that are delivering beers. As far as vodka, though, I'm not sure. You might have to go to the store for that.
Yeah.
Can Grubhub do that?
I don't know.
I mean, probably not, because you got to show ID and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. Let's see. Danielle said, I'm eating way too much. I'm right there with you, Danielle. It's so hard not to just sit and snack. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't get full when you're quarantined.
You don't.
It's
nuts, and you're just sitting there, and God forbid you smoke anything. People are either going to get super fit from, like, working out at home, like, if they have this, or everyone's just going to be fat. We're all going to come out of quarantine, and we're just going to be big tubs of lard.
So here, I said it a couple days ago on the show for the diabetics out there listening. I'm a diabetic as well. They keep saying, be careful. You're susceptible. Your immune system, blah, blah, blah. You know what you need to be careful is overeating.
Yeah.
And spiking your sugar. That's what they need to be talking about. You're going to be in your house for days and days, and there's the only one thing to do is eat.
Yeah.
And being a diabetic, you don't want to overeat, man. You know?
Well, that's I think, kind of the crazy part is, you know, we've talked about, like, you know, this quarantine and everything, staying home, staying safe, and obviously we need to do it. But when you're just sitting at home, and I feel like such a little bitch saying this, like, there's times where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Yet I have, you know, PlayStation, I have books, puzzles, guitar, but there's also points where you're like, I don't want to do any of that. I want to go do something else, but you can't do something else. I don't know.
Could you imagine seeing, like, somebody before the quarantine, they're like $1.25, and then months down the road, you see them again when you can, and they're like $2.25. God, it really blew up, man.
What happened? Good Lord. And it's all in the neck and gut.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
And maybe if we all just agree, like, you know what? Hey, we're just going to eat everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, just accept it. We're already getting big.
It's the new standard. All right. That's it. If we all do it, we can all do it. Gathright said, what day is it again? Nice. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I keep forgetting it's Friday.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to get you lose track of days because every day feels like a weird Sunday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll end with Tony's. How's your quarantine going in five words so far? Too much porn, no lotion.
God. Jeez, man.
Now, the question is, have you used up all your lotion already, or you never had lotion to begin with, and you're realizing that the chafing is becoming a problem?
My internet is slow. I data capped.
Data capped. Data capped first day. Quarantined. Perfect. All right. We'll be back. Hey.